MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Q4 is all about the holidays. That's what everyone's focusing on right now. So is your business on eBay, and you better step up to the plate if you want to win. With us now to explain how she ramps up for the holiday sales is our very good friend Melissa Paz. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Posh Flight 360. That's one string of characters. Posh Flight 360. Hi, Melissa. Well, how do you prepare ahead of time for the Q4 holiday selling season?
Hi, Griff. Well, thank you for having me on the air again. It's always good to be back.
It's our pleasure.
Many things that an eBay seller can do to ramp it up. I mean, some of us start preparing months ahead of time or even all year. And this can be anything from stocking up on inventory, increasing your listings, to other more specific things like maybe changing your eBay store banner and including a more holiday type look to it. You can create new holiday specific categories. Do you have any costumes? List them. You should have had those listed already. Things like of that nature. So there's lots of different things that we could do. Maybe change our shipping strategy. Maybe if we normally do 2 or 3 days, increase our productivity and get that handling time down to 1 business day. Or even get the boxes from the post office, and now eBay is coming out with their own that are more holiday themed. Buyers love that. They love it when their boxes arrive and they're looking like so cool and they're looking like presents even before they've taken them out and wrapped them themselves.
Mm.
So you do a lot of extra touches. Do you do any extra services during this time of year?
It depends on the product, but if I can, I would recommend offering, gift wrapping or overnight service type of thing, or extending your return policy. So there are things built into eBay that we can do to kind of make it, more attractive to the buyer. Then there's the marketing aspect, like you could run a sale that would bring in more sales. So there's different little tricks. If I can wrap things up, I'm not that great of a wrapper myself, but, if I can wrap them or maybe put a little ribbon or include like a cute sticker that says, happy holidays or thank you from, and I will hand write a little note if I can do that. I don't normally include candy, but you could include just a little something that goes along, even if it's just a little packet of stickers, but that little extra touch really means a lot to the buyer.
I think you're correct on that. One of the, and I want to ask you about more of your marketing techniques that you use to build sales, but I just wanted to interject that I heard someone say recently that what they do is they don't necessarily gift wrap the item so that the buyer can inspect it, but they'll put in to the package gift wrap, a ribbon, a blank card, and wrapping paper, so, and some tape, so that the buyer can then wrap it up to give it as a gift easier.
I think that's genius.
There are things online where you can learn how to wrap better. I've got to take a course.
Oh, we have a friend who's like,
love to wrap, and I just missing the expert just a little bit.
Well, we have a friend who's like so meticulous about his wrapping. It's just you don't want to unwrap it.
Yeah, they're beautiful, right? That's what I want.
So I said I was going to ask you, here it is. Are there any special marketing techniques you use, Melissa, to help build sales during this time of the year?
Absolutely. At first, you definitely want to take advantage of all of the marketing tools within eBay itself and, use that markdown manager and use the promotions so that you can create coupons and holiday-themed sales that get promoted on the website and through the mobile. And then, start marketing. There's so many programs out there that make, you can make graphics really quickly and easily and for free. Use Canva or anything that, you don't have to learn Photoshop. But you can take an image of your item and put it around a holiday frame and make it look like an amazing present. Post that on your social media sites, on your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram. Link it back to your store so that people can think, this is a good place for me to get that Christmas gift. You have something that's a little unusual or that maybe people don't necessarily think of as a good holiday gift, but you know would be a very awesome thing for them to have, market it, put it out there. Join Facebook groups that help you market your things. There's one called Sold that's really good for that, and it just promotes them and pushes them out to a bunch of different networks and gets you a bunch of traffic. So there's different little things that I'll do. I use Pinterest. I'll use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'll blog about my sale, and I'll put up photos of the image, you know, of the different items that I'm promoting. So it's just getting it out there, because, of course, eBay has so much internal traffic. You don't know if somebody reads that blog and is like, oh, I hadn't thought of getting that particular present for that person. You know, it's I don't know about you guys, but during the holidays, I'm always struggling, like, what do I get
yes.
this person?
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. That's the hardest thing for most
Let's
of us.
Let's see, I've given my children the gift of life.
Does that let you off the hook?
Yeah, I wish it would, but it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No,
do
I enjoy giving them something.
Of course you
we
do.
We do. It's fun to give.
I know,
it
I
is.
Know.
So you mentioned, Melissa, up at the mm-hmm. beginning that you kind of make changes to your store as far as the way it looks. What do you do, and how far into the holidays do you do it?
Well, actually, you know, it's nothing too complicated. I'll take my existing banner and I'll upload it to, you know, again, Canva or any other program that's easy for graphics. And, you know, I'll add a happy holidays to the side, or I'll put a Christmas tree or a combination, because obviously the holidays are pretty much starting, you know, this month with Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So
of course, there's Hanukkah too, so we should be putting,
Hanukkah,
yeah.
You're right, exactly, and Kwanzaa and all of these. So if I try and keep it generic, so because I don't want to offend anyone and I don't want to leave anybody out.
Snowflakes.
But, you know, I just update it.
Snowflakes.
Snowflakes, exactly.
That'll do it.
Ah, yeah, we like snowflakes, yeah.
So when do you do
pumpkins.
That? How early do
right.
you do it?
I should get that done today. I would start already, like, at the end of September, beginning of October, because we're already getting into it, so I would already do it. And if you have the time and you can do one specifically for Halloween or fall, then do that, and then update it later for a more Christmassy type, you can do that. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. You just update it. Just keep your basic banner the same way, your basic logo, and just add a few little borders or images that'll spruce it up. And then for your categories, if you don't normally already have a Christmas or holiday or Halloween focus category, then add it and go through your listings and put in the items that you think that should be in there, and that'll make it easier for buyers to narrow it down.
Griff, with sense. Your shirts, you got any Christmas shirts or
I do
Hanukkah
actually
shirts?
I have 3 or 4 Hawaiian shirts that have Christmas themes that I will be putting up soon. Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because, you know, some of those more famous brands like Rain Spooner or Kahala and Tori Richard, they made shirts for the holidays, and people look for them. So, yeah, I look for them, too, and I'll put them up.
So I'm looking on your Facebook page, Melissa,
mm-hmm.
and I see designer and writer. What kind of designer?
Oh, I do a little bit of graphic design and a little bit of t-shirt design on the side, nothing major.
Okay, well, I know you're busy. I just
yeah.
wondered. So, any bonus tip for us today, Melissa?
Oh, goodness. Try not to get too frazzled. Try to keep a little bit of time for yourself and to meditate, because it gets really, really crazy during the holidays, and it can be very easy to get wrapped up, and don't beat yourself up if it's not as perfect as you want to be, basically.
I like that advice.
Yeah, that's good advice.
So do you buy more things for Christmas, or for the holidays rather? Do you buy more product to sell, or do you just go on your normal way?
Well, because of the business model that we currently have, it's more of a drop ship and we buy from wholesalers. I just try and get everything as much as possible listed. So in my particular case, I might not be shopping more, but I'm definitely listing more and trying to get everything up as much as possible.
So, Melissa, How are you doing otherwise? How's your life going? I saw a cute little, you probably didn't know I was on, but you did a live thing the other day, which was kind of cute. Are you doing Periscopes?
You know, I was in Periscope for a while, but there's a lot of mean people on that, to be honest. So I decided just to do it.
I'm sorry. Have we lost Melissa?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, no.
Melissa.
Hello. I think we lost you for a moment, Melissa. Gee, that's too bad.
Oh, darn
okay.
It.
Darn. Yeah, well, it's almost through. Okay. We've been speaking with Melissa Paws.
I'm here.
Hi.
There you are.
I don't
You're
know
back.
What happened
okay.
to you. We're talking to her about ramping up for holiday sales. And she's given us a lot of good tips, and we appreciate it, Melissa. How long have you been selling on eBay?
Oh, since 2006.
That's a long time. That's
yeah,
real long time, 11 years. And do you remember the first thing you sold on eBay? I always love to ask this.
You know, I can't remember the exact item, but I know it must have been a book, because that's what I was selling back then.
Griff, do you remember your first thing?
The first thing what?
Do you remember your first time, Griff?
Unfortunately, I do.
The first thing you listed on eBay?
Yes.
And what was it?
It was a computer part. I was buying and selling computer parts.
That's what you, right when it was like almost one page or something.
Yeah.
eBay wasn't even.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. It was just, it hadn't even birthed itself yet.
Yeah.
Really?
It hadn't.
Right. The first thing I sold was a WS Radio silk shirt.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Melissa, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Up next, we're going to go thrift shopping. Yay! We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.